This reminds me of a Sufi story which points out that this process of letting go, creating space, is not always so easy. This Sufi story is one of a number that have to do with the fool or trickster in the Sufi tradition called Mullah Nasruddin. And Mullah supposedly lived in medieval Turkey. And in many of these stories, Mullah is a fool. In many cases, he's a wise person. And in many cases, you don't know whether he's foolish or wise. We might think in our minds that a certain way is the smartest way to go. But in some cases, the foolish way turns out to be the wisest. And so these stories of Mullah point out that sometimes foolishness has its own wisdom if we just allow enough space. So one of the most famous stories about Mullah Nasruddin has to do with Mullah and one of his students who comes to visit him. And as the students of the famous Sufis know, whenever you meet your teacher, whenever you encounter your teacher, there might be a test or there might be a trial that he or she puts you through. There might be some strange occurrence that happens. And the main rule in these cases is don't immediately react. Just take it in, try to allow some space, no matter what's going on, try to see the wisdom in the situation. So Mullah comes to the door and he says, "Ah, my son, thank God you're here. I need to go out and draw up some water from the well. Please come and help me." So the two walk out to the well, and Mullah says to his student, "Okay, you hold the bucket, and I'm going to draw down the gourd that goes down into the well, pull up some water, put it into this bucket, which we're going to take into the house, and then I'll refill the water supply I have there." So Mullah reaches down, pulls up some water, puts it in the bucket, and starts about doing this again. And the student thinks to himself, "Okay, well, this is pretty normal. Nothing special going on." So he's holding the bucket, and Mullah's going down, bringing water up, putting it into the bucket. And after some minutes, the student notices the level of the water is not rising in the bucket. What's going on? So he looks underneath to the bottom of the bucket, and he notices that there are holes in the bucket. So he tries not to react. Meanwhile, Mullah's going down, pulling up more water, putting in the bucket. The faster Mullah goes down and puts water into the bucket, the faster the water runs out the bottom of the bucket. So the student continues to stand there. We don't know how long he was standing there. You might ask, how long would it be for you? Finally, he explodes. He says, "Mullah, Mullah, you idiot, what are you doing? Can't you see that there are holes in the bucket? We're never going to get anywhere this way. You're going to be pulling water from the well all day, and we're never going to have enough water to take indoors." The Mullah says to the student, "Well, in the same way, if you don't have a bottom to your bucket, if you don't have a container for the wisdom that I'm giving you, what good is it that I go down into my well and draw up more?" What does it mean for us to have a bottom to our bucket? What is it within us that holds wisdom? We can run around from one teacher to another, from one book to another. In our culture today, there's no dearth of sources of wisdom. The question is, which is the wisdom for us at this time in our lives? Which can we hold to feed our thirst? If we keep running, for instance, from one well to another, but have no bottom to our bucket, we're still not going to end up with any more than we started with.